Life Audio.
Hi, friends. This is Bonnie Gray. I want to welcome you to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, wherever you find yourself today, whether you're staying at home, off to work, meeting with a friend, or taking care of your child. Know that God is watching over you. He knows your comings and your goings. He knows everything that's on your path. And not only does he know it, he's walking with you. He's going to carry you through it. And so today, I'm just so excited. We are going to be talking about the topic of how do we create new wellness habits that really stick, you know, rather than getting stuck. How can we do new things that really inspire us? Because if we're carrying a heavy burden, one of those things is just feeling like we're on the treadmill every day, just kind of getting up, doing the same thing, going to sleep, rinse, wash, and repeat. We're not created to just be like robots. God created us to be organic, like a beautiful tree that in the winter, although it's bare, it's going to start budding in spring.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
So I just really want us to exploring and give you a practical tip that's based on science inspired by God's word that will help you to develop new rhythms into your day that will help you to restore calm to your emotions and your body. And we're also going to breathe in God's promises. It's his scripture. It's his voice that gives, just like a tree, it has this beautiful roots that go down deep into the soil, and it delivers the water that it needs to blossom and bud. So that's what we want to do as we anticipate spring. We want to just soak in God's loving voice. We are going to also start a new series. Our series is Anxiety to Rest. To do that, we need to make more space to allow God to pour his peace to renew your spark again. But how, you might ask? Well, you know, notice something amazing, friend. When Jesus said, "Come to me, those who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest," he tells us next, "Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart." Jesus invites us to learn with him. Learn is a powerful action word in soul care. And so many studies show us our brains can be rewired. When we start to move out and have new experiences, we forget that our brain rewires itself only when we do something different, when we take action. Faith is an action verb. Putting faith into action is the heart of soul care, to take action to experience God's presence. So Jesus' invitation to learn is the reason and my passion behind my desire to spend over a year writing my new book to you, Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. I took the life-giving practices I learned over 10 years healing from stress, anxiety, and worry, and I shared 21 stressors and 21 solutions in four areas of wellness: emotional wellness, spiritual wellness, physical wellness, and social wellness to help you with what helped me. So I want you to sign up for my free Breathe Wellness Bible study. It focuses on 4 weeks to explore 4 different areas of wellness. I want to help you create new healthy rhythms of rest to restore your spark of joy and peace. And having a trusted friend and support in community who has walked the journey to help and encourage you makes all the difference. So sign up at TheBreatheBook.com, TheBreatheBook.com. Well, one of the things that I want us to consider today is, what is the new direction that God wants to prompt you to walk towards? What are some of those seeds that you are excited to plant in the new year? And, you know, there's no time expiration for God's grace. We might think, oh my goodness, it's the end of January. All these hopes I had. Studies have shown by the third week of January, a lot of people feel discouraged because they weren't able to put into the practice all the hopes they had for the new year. Well, when we are with God, our loving Lord Jesus, it's never too late. His grace never expires. So what is it that he's asking you to start new? Well, I wanted to share a story. When my sons were younger, Josh found a step-by-step YouTube tutorial on how to draw Avengers superheroes and Star Wars and Looney Tunes characters in a comic book style. And at that time, I had just bought a fresh spiral notebook of drawing paper for my younger son, Caleb, but my older son, Josh, didn't have one. Since I was busy decluttering the house and I didn't want to do a Target run, I offered Josh my more expensive, quote unquote, real heavyweight drawing pad I'd been saving. I had put it aside because I wanted to learn to watercolor painting. So I told Josh, okay, I'm going to give you mom's real drawing paper, Josh. It's the good stuff. I smiled, handing it over to him. Go have fun with your brother. Now, as I returned to my domestic archaeological dig through the piles of stuff, I heard a sound that sent me speeding back to the dining table where my sons were drawing. It was the sound of paper being ripped out of their notepads again and again. Both brothers didn't like how their characters were turning out, and they were tearing the paper out to start over. I said, hey guys, Yoda and Iron Man look really good. Why are you ripping them out? I asked because I was concerned that perfectly good paper was being discarded so effortlessly. A little encouragement goes a long way, I figured. No, Mom, the boy said. It doesn't look right. You see here the legs? My kids knew exactly how they wanted it to look. I returned back to cleaning reluctantly. After all, I told myself, hey, this is just for fun. It was great that they had something to do together. I told myself, don't ruin it by worrying about the paper. But as I heard page after page of good paper being torn out, I couldn't help myself. At this rate, they were going to run out of paper, and expensive paper at that. I returned, trying to walk in nonchalantly, and I casually commented, oh, you're using Sharpies. Why don't you guys use pencils first? That way you don't have to keep starting over. I started getting really nervous watching the boys starting to rip yet another page out that they felt, quote unquote, didn't start out good. I was informed, you don't do this kind of drawing in pencil, Mom. I inhaled. I was about to inform them how much the paper costs and how they shouldn't rip out paper just because they didn't like it. I wanted to tell them, don't be so picky, and couldn't you just be more careful and not waste good paper? But then an aha moment dawned on me. How many times had I been fearful of, quote unquote, wasting paper, even though God had put an idea or something new on my heart to try to start, enjoy, explore, or learn? And how many times had I lectured myself out of being free to just be me, and instead I was critical of myself or felt intimidated by others who might have viewed my idea as, quote unquote, dumb? So in that moment, I felt Jesus gently place his arms around me as I stood there at the dining table watching The Boys. Before I share what God shared with me, inspired and put on my heart, I want to ask you, what is it that's keeping you from trying something new? What is it that's keeping you from new beginnings? What is it that's holding you back? And you might be saying to yourself, well, I just don't want to waste the time or money or attention or resource on this idea that I had that would bring me joy or bring me peace. Perhaps you have had an idea you try to forget as the weeks of January have gone by and you feel like you don't have enough, quote unquote, paper. What is that for you? What is it that you feel you need that you're fearful of not having or not being enough?
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.
Well, God sees. Our God is the person who owns the cattle on a thousand hills. I love Psalm 50:11, and I want to just share this verse with you. We want to move from anxiety to rest. We want to move from chaos to calm. And when we want to develop healthy habits. We want to start some new ideas that God has put on our heart. This is one of the first things that we want to be empowered to know. God says to us, every beast on the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird in the mountains, and the creatures of the field are mine. It's so beautiful because we can look down and we can see that Jesus is tenderly holding our hands, rest in his embrace. You can rebuild a new life with some new practices that are meaningful to you. Because our loving Savior, who owns the cattle on a thousand hills and knows every bird on every mountain, has an unending supply of goodness and treasure reserved just for you. So in that moment, God whispered a promise on my heart. It is important. Your joy is important to me. My grace will never be wasted. You can never use up my grace. My kindness will be your refuge. Your mistakes can never outpace my gentle love for you. My faithfulness will never run out, and I'll have an infinite amount of paper for you to play with, make mistakes, to use and begin again. God says to us, I am for you. Well, this is from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. So I want you to breathe this scripture in. It's God's promise to us today. Therefore, let us approach the throne of grace with boldness so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. It's so beautiful that God's grace is unending and we can find his help at any time. The soul care tip for today comes from this wonderful study. It says that when we want to develop a new habit, we want to start small. We don't want to overburden ourselves. Research shows that habits are best formed when they're done in simple, easy steps, starting small. Did you catch that? When you start small, then the habit formation will come more readily, and it has to be in a comfortable environment. So easy rather than difficult is very important. So what is something you can do in your new direction that's easy? Take the easier route. What is the easier route for you? I want you to keep that in mind because as I shared my story about this paper situation, you know, my kids eventually, they just loved all the fun they had, even as they were ripping out paper, I learned from them. I could see that they were enjoying it. So what I said to them is I said, I'm so happy you guys found something you love. I can't wait to see what you draw. And they just beamed out smiles as bright as the sun. They said, thanks again for the paper, Mom. And I said, you're welcome. And they went back to drawing and beginning again. So friends, whatever it is that God wants to put on your heart to begin again, you can begin again. It may not be a pad of paper you need, but God's unending supply of love and grace will never run out for you. And so you and I, we need to take that action. What is that action step for you? You can begin again. Now, one thing I want to do in this new series, From Anxiety to Rest, is to breathe in a breath prayer. This is an important part of the practice, soul care practice, I talk about in my new book, Breathe. I want you to join me for the Bible study that's starting next week. This is a free resource that I'm giving to you. We're going to study four different areas of wellness: emotional wellness, physical wellness, spiritual wellness, and social wellness. These are the four areas I had to learn how to lower my stress and to improve my wellness. I had to build in simple wellness habits. I want to show you and teach you and guide you. We're going to practice it together, because part of feeling alone is one reason why we give up. And so God doesn't want us to struggle alone. God wants us to encourage each other. And that's why he brought us together. So if you're hearing this podcast, I want you to sign up for this free online Bible study. It's the Breathe Wellness Bible Study. Go to thebreathebook.com. Thebreathebook.com. It just makes it so much more fun, so much better when we can get support. My whole healing journey, I got support. So I want to pass on to you the expertise that I've gained through 10 years of healing, and I want to help empower you. So our breath prayer today, breath prayer is very simple. We just want to use the oxygenation that helps us activate our body's natural rest response. And we want to include a prayer with it, because God's voice, his promises, what will energize our spirit and give us the power to do these new practices with God. Our prayer verse comes from Psalm 139. You go before me and you follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. So breathe in. God goes before me. Breathe out. You follow me. Breathe in. You go before me. Breathe out. You follow me. God is not so far ahead that you're walking alone. God knows the challenges ahead of you, and nothing will catch God by surprise. God will catch you if you fall. You have a soft place to land. But notice something equally amazing. God is also behind you, and God follows you. God is not so far ahead that you're walking alone. In fact, Jesus is walking with you. He's right behind you. He is your shield. Jesus whispers, I am with you. I place my hand of blessing upon you. So wherever you find yourself, begin again with Jesus. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this time we can pause and remember that you are our light. You are our help. You promise that you will walk with us. You promise us that you will bring order into chaos. You promise to bring light into our darkness. Let it be with us as you say. Thank you, and we ask you that you help us so we can move in the direction you're pointing us to go, in the easy, light way that you're going to be teaching us, so that we can learn from you. Thank you that you're with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Can you do me a favor, friends? If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love for you to head over to your podcast app and leave a review. It really helps people to find this podcast. I would so appreciate it. Get the word out for this podcast. Thank you, Prims Randall. I saw that this listener left a wonderful review. I just discovered this podcast, and Bonnie sounds like a long-lost friend, one who always has just the right thing to say to encourage me. so glad to have found this. Thank you so much for pouring out my heart and soul into these podcasts. It really blesses me to know that it has encouraged you. Well, remember to sign up for this online free Bible study. The sign up is at thebreathebook.com. Go to thebreathebook.com. 4 weeks to explore our wellness in four different areas so we can soak in God's word and empower each other and learn with each other. Remember, you're loved, you're cherished, just rest. See you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.